For the last 15 years, the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland has conducted what's called a New Year plant hunt. Plants and flowers in bloom are recorded to tell us how Irish wildlife is responding to changing weather patterns. And I'm happy to say that here in Kerry, 130 different plant species have been recorded, with the Botanical Society completing 29 separate plant hunts across the county. And to tell us more about it, Bridget Keehan, who is Ireland Officer for the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, is on the line now. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and it's lovely to have you on the show. Tell us the idea behind the New Year plant hunt, Bridget.
So it's actually a much bigger initiative. It's something that's been happening across the whole of Britain and the whole of Ireland for the last 15 years, as we said before. Part of the reason, of course, it's nice to get people out looking for plants, and it's really interesting to see what we can spot over New Year. But there is this bigger remit that it's interesting to see what it can tell us about climate change, and are there more plants flowering than before? I mean, it is a bit of fun too, but it's got a sort of a bigger backed up behind it.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so you'd be looking for things like in January, things like plants that are blooming earlier than usual or later than usual because of the weather.
Yeah, and the main thing is that it's not just the society that's doing this. Anybody can get involved and everybody can go out looking for plants. So the idea is that ordinary people go out for a walk, they have a look what they can see, all the results get compiled, and then we see of those species which ones are flowering early, which ones are flowering late. Some of them we just expect to see anyway because they might flower all year round, or they might like to flower in the wintertime. And we've taken all those results and we compile them, and just to see how things are changing year on year, and see are there more species being recorded as climate conditions seem to be getting warmer.
Okay. And am I right in saying 130 different plant species recorded across Kerry? Over what period of time was that, Bridget?
That was just in 4 days. So that was based on 29 different groups of people going out for a walk, looking at plants and sending in their records. And that was 410 different records made. And of those, 130 different species were represented. So that's a big number. That's about over half of the number recorded in Ireland.
And how would you know that a plant you come across might be something a bit different or a bit unusual?
Well, to be fair, a lot of the things that we see are the sort of common everyday plants. We wouldn't be expecting to see them at New Year. The best way to see if you're recording something that's a little bit different to usual is to have a look at, we produce these spotters guides so that people can see what they might expect to be seeing in flower. If your plant isn't on that spotters list, you can ring the help desk or contact the help desk on social media, and they'll be able to give you an identification. And because we record in an app, there's a place to actually submit a photograph, so you don't have to know what the plant is, as long as you've got a record of it.
And what have you been able to ascertain about how climate change is affecting, we'll say, plants in Kerry?
Well, I mean, in Kerry, the climate is such that it's comparatively quite mild and quite maritime, and Kerry probably does produce some of the longer list just because of the weather being a little bit kinder to plants. There's probably fewer frosts and fewer cold spells. So you might expect to get slightly longer lists in Kerry than you would in other parts of the country, say, further north or further east. But in general, what we're looking at is whether those number of species in those regions are actually increasing over time. And 15 years isn't a very long amount of time to be drawing very detailed conclusions. But the indication is that we are seeing more and more. The total number of plants is higher every year. So we're seeing more and more things in bloom during that New Year period.
Okay, interesting. And can people still get involved? I know we're halfway through January now, but it's not too late, I presume, if people do want to take photos and record some of these plants.
Well, it's definitely never too late to go out and have a look and see what you can see growing and in flower. The main New Year plant hunt is finished now for this year, but it will be happening again next year. So from the 31st of December through to the 3rd of January next year, and in successive years. So, and people can sign up now if they'd like to do that. But I mean, nothing to stop people going out and having a look. And we do actually have a recording app so people can, take photographs and write down what they see growing.
Very good. And what's the app called?
Well, it's called our BSBI recording app, and you can get that by going onto the BSBI website at bsbi.org.
Yeah, BSBI, BI stands for Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, if you want to do the New Year plant hunt, do sign up for next year. It's not too soon.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Something to look forward to next winter. Listen, great to talk to you, Bridget, and keep up the good work. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Bridget Keehan there, Ireland Officer for the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, telling us about their New Year plant hunt that they've been doing for the last 15 years. Great idea, really, to try to figure out how Irish wildlife is responding to changing weather patterns. Now, we've got another break to take, but very shortly we will be revealing who has won that €500 Tork travel voucher. And we'll also have Brendan back with us, hopefully with a few of your questions answered.